1973, 42 years ago. The wife was in the hospital, and I went and visited her and come home, and after a long day's work at Inco and going to the hospital and that I came home. And when I got home, tired and everything, I went straight to bed. It was about 9 or 10 o'clock. I had to work in the morning. My tenant next door, about approximately 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, came over and nearly knocked the door down, trying to wake me up and yelling, and I thought there was something wrong, so I got up and seen, and he told me, he said, "You have to come outside and see what's in the pole line." And I told him, I said, "Listen, it's late, I'm tired, I got to go to bed." I said, "It's the moon." He said, "You have to come, or you have to come." So I went out and witnessed with him this big, humongous, as bright as a light bulb, like when you see a light bulb, and the size of the complete width of the pole line, the hydro line at the back of the house. And there was a wire leading from it onto the power line. You could see it was taking power. I couldn't see the machine itself, but you could see it was all in glow. It was one of the most spectacular scene I've seen in my life, one I'll never forget anyway. And I can thank my neighbor for that. But I went to the neighbor's the next morning and I told him about it. And she told me I should have woke her up and brought her there. And I told her, well, there was so much excitement going on at the spur of the moment, I didn't even think of it. But she had told me that she had seen, she had woken up approximately that time, and she had seen that everything was lit up in the house. She figured that the kids had left the lights on. But lo and behold, it wasn't the lights, it was this UFO or whatever it was over a power line that created that light. And many, many years ago, my mom had mentioned something that she'd seen, a UFO, a flying saucer, she had called it. And she drew me the picture with all the little windows all around it. And she said it hovered over the trees. And all she had time to is grab the two kids, run into the house, and she was very terrified. But this one here, I didn't see no little window. All I seen was a bright light. Everything was lit up. And it's only by Kokigami Lake over the power lines there, right? So that's about it.
How much has this changed your life since you had this sighting back in 73?
Well, it never changed my life any, because I was always aware from Mom's statements and seeing the shows and everything else prior to that those things do exist. And after seeing it, then I was a true believer, because I've seen it such a close range. Eh?
So how close do you think it was?
Well, from where I was, I'd say 500 feet, maybe, I don't know if it was 1,000 feet away from where we were standing. And it was approximately about maybe 40 feet above the power line, with a line leading from it onto the power line. And that was all lit up too. The line was all lit up. You could see what it was doing. It was drawing power from the power line, whatever it was. And then after that, we stood there, him and I, for about maybe 20 minutes. We watched it. And I guess we were so shocked from such a experience of seeing that so close that I don't think we said one word or nothing. And then they took off. We didn't even see it leave, everything. And the power line was all lit up from side to side. It was even brighter than the daytime, because there was no shadows. It was bright, full sight of the pole line. Eh? At least during the day, well, if you're there, it's bright, but you'll see shadows of a tree or something. But there was dark. Eh? And took off, no sound, no nothing, and that was it.
And it was at least 40 feet wide?
Well, whatever the pole line is wide, plus. It was wider than the pole line. Like the complete pole line, from what I can remember there.
Thank you.